And I hear Al, and I think Eddie chimed in as well, about the Who concert. I'm not a big Who fan, like, full disclosure. I'm just not.
Me neither.
I know they are wildly popular, not necessarily my thing. Awesome to have a chance to win them.
Who's their lead singer?
I'm forgetting his name. You should probably know this.
I do. Dove, do you know?
They started in the late 60s, The Who, actually. Oh. Like, I probably know more of their songs than
Roger Daltrey.
Okay, so I feel like I've heard that name.
Well, you
before.
Know Pinball Wizard. You know some of their songs
I'm
for sure.
I'm sure I've heard them.
You do. I don't know how I forgot
Did
their
they
lead singer's
Mojo
name.
Did they do Mojo Rising?
No, that's The Doors.
Oh.
Get your Mojo Rising.
Yeah, they used to play it at Che.
Ah, yes.
That's how I know that one. Anyway.
In between the what's the other song that they used to play at Che that we talked about the other day?
The Curly Shuffle.
Anyway, all right. So anyway, long story short, they were saying that, I guess back in 1989, The Who had a big promotion, the Farewell North American Tour. And, you know, those guys bought tickets thinking it's the last time they're going to see him. Here it is, 2025. We promise this is the real one. No, but this is a great event, and a lot of people love The Who. I'm just not a massive fan.
BT and Sal on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Did you see all these celebrities? Now, I don't know who they showed on TV last night because I was in the building.
Yep.
And a lot of times, you know, sometimes during the break, I'm going to go run to the bathroom. I think I did that once or twice or whatever, so I might have missed some. But did you see, dude, like Kylie Jenner, okay.
Sure.
Kendall, okay. They showed her on TV. They did not show her at the Garden, but I saw it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yep, right there.
Okay, he's a legit Knicks fan.
Big time.
Right? Great actor. Like, come on.
What's the matter?
I'm just like, enough of the Timothy Chalamet. Can it be about the Knicks and not about the Knicks fans? Spike Lee, Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet now. Cardi B was on hand last
night. Cardi B was there. Yeah, told me. I think Stefan Diggs, they were rapping.
I think they're together. Yeah.
Are they together?
I believe so.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I mean, they showed up at the Knicks.
Good for Stefan Diggs.
I believe so,
nice.
Yeah. But either way, you know, the celebrities there.
Don't let it bother you. Come on.
You get all the former Knicks on hand.
That bothers me a little bit. That bothers me more than some of the celebrities. Maybe because I'm desensitized to the celebrities like Matthew Modine. Like, you watch the Knicks all these years. You are always getting peppered with celebrities. Tracy Morgan, respect to those guys. They're real fans.
Edie Falco, she's at a lot
of them. Yes, she is at a lot of them. You're right. Yeah, Edie's out there quite
a
bit.
I'm going with her.
Yeah, I'd love to sit and watch a game with her. She's awesome. I love Edie Falco. So the problem with me is, now, I don't mind it, like, Larry Johnson, that's one thing. I don't, and I'm not trying to make this personal, I don't know why it bothers me so much seeing Stephon Marbury having fun. I do know why it bothers me. I actually just answered my own question. I'll tell you the answer.
Yeah.
Because when I see Stephon Marbury, I don't think Prodigy from Lincoln, who, oh yeah, by the way, grew up in a big-time Knick fan. Right. I know he loved the Knicks. He wanted to be a Knick, right? I don't think Stephon Marbury with the shade, you know, the awesome haircut, when, you know, is it Georgia Tech or with the T-Wolves? I think Marbury, Knicks, and they sucked. And they were dysfunctional. And has he really earned the right to be in the middle of that?
Yeah, Tim Thomas, same thing. I mean, Marbury, obviously.
Tim Thomas, worse.
Yeah, well, that's my point, but he's always at these things. It's an odd mix sometimes. See, I have an issue with Melo for the same reasons. And now, Melo was obviously better for the Knicks than Marbury.
Yeah.
But I still feel like Melo's elevated to a level that is not worthy of a Ewing, Starks, Larry Johnson level. But Melo gets that treatment at the Garden, so it bothers me. Now, he wasn't there last night, thankfully, or at least I didn't see him
last night either.
Yeah, I mean, those little things like Tim Thomas, Marbury, it becomes, and Timothy Chalamet, fine, he's a legit Knicks fan, which is great, but I don't need to see the post reportings, Timothy Chalamet showed up at the Knicks game. Who cares? Edie Falco's there and they show on the Jumbotron. Great, keep it moving. Like, that's, to me, cool. That's how it should be. Here are the stars over here. Let's keep it moving. Oh, Timothy Chalamet graced us with his presence at every Knick game. I get it. I mean, we understand. Okay, he's a Knicks fan. Great. So Spike Lee, same thing. Like, for 35 freaking years, I got to see Spike Lee front and center.
Talking to the refs, you know, feigning the travel call. All right, Spike, we get it. You know, the camera's on you. All right.
It shouldn't. But it does take a little enjoyment away from it when it's like seeing Cardi B on the big screen. Hey, cool, Cardi B is here. Oh, hey, did you see this person here? Oh, hey, that's cool. Mm. But just the forcing it down your throat. To Hobbs' point before, I did see an article from the Post, a story. Like, there was a story that because Timothy Chalamet kissed, which Jenner is he dating?
Kylie Jenner, yeah.
Because he kissed Kylie during like some Knicks play. He was cheering.
He's happy. He enjoyed the Brunson explosion.
Who cares? He kissed his girlfriend.
Breaking news. Yeah. Boyfriend kisses girlfriend. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the thing. So here's where I think you're selling Chalamet a little bit short here. You're being a little unfair in this regard. So
he's a legit Knicks fan.
Well, to the point where he skipped the Met Gala And he said, hey, Kylie, you go. I'm staying home watching the Knicks Pistons.
Respect.
Yes.
Respect.
So we can't get on Chalamet for that.
No, I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming, like,
who you blaming? Who you blaming, though?
Dude, it's
the camera crew that get instructed to say stick the camera in front of Edie Falco's face.
The post who's
writing. Why do you have to blame anybody? Just damn Knicks fans.
You can't go on social media for 3 seconds without finding out Timothée Chalamet what he's doing, probably because of who he's dating.
Oh yeah, that's part of it.
I love him as an actor. I think he's great. Now the complete unknown. Like, I'm not a Bob Dylan guy, but I thought he was great in the movie.
I'm not a Bob Dylan guy at all.
Okay, but like
I think Bob Dylan has one of the worst voices of one of the all time great singers ever.
Timothée Chalamet.
That's a rough take. I get it, but still
excellent actor. And legit diehard Knicks fan.
No doubt, he's all in.
And it's not his fault, but I don't need to know that he's at every one of these games.
Now, when they show Edie, do you get a little Sopranos theme like they do for Schripper? Was Steve Schripper there?
I think it was just a quick, like, multiple celebrities, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, a little montage.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
The montage. Chalamet gets a separate treatment.
As he should. A little bit of a different status at this point.
It's because he's a certain age, that's why. If 30 and younger, I think he'd get, like, that star treatment. Like, anything over, like, 35, I think you have to get, like, encompassed with everybody else.
Yeah, like our boy Jerry Ferrara, Turtle, he's in his 40s.
Yeah, he's another one.
Oh, no, don't start with him.
Oh, come on.
He's getting a little bit over. You know, they phase him out. They put him in a second row, I'm sure, when they send
would
him.
Would you? I was thinking about this last night, too, because there's only so many first row seats you can come up with.
I know. Well, by the way, you sat them at the St. John's game,
thanks to
me.
It was great.
You went, Huff.
Yeah, we weren't shown on the Jumbotron. Was Booney shown on the Jumbotron?
Yes, he was.
Buster Rhymes was there last night as
He's always there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, not always, but he's there a lot.
Usually Fat Joe.
And Howard Stern comes out of his hole. He'll get back to a game at some point.
So my question is, if you were that level celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And you had an opportunity to go.
Yep.
Would you go if it weren't, like, courtside front row seats?
I honestly, even if I was of that caliber, I honestly think I would watch the game in my sick man cave. I really
not going
do,
to the game.
Man,
you have an issue with going to games.
No, I just have an issue with dealing with 19,000 people at this stage.
Really?
Yeah, but listen, I went to the Yankees World Series last year. I went to the Yankees playoffs a couple of years before that against the Astros. I go to a couple of Jet games a year, whether it's, you know, the trips that I host or go to a game or so at MetLife. I mean, I go to games. I'm always doing St. John's. I just prefer my TV and my chair. And really, the other thing, too, is, you know this, the kids. I want to watch the game with the kids. I want them to be a part of it.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Go ahead.
While we're on the topic.
What?
I need you to admit.
I'm admitting nothing to you, just the way you asked that.
I need you to admit the truth.
Go ahead.
You do not want to go to the Mets-Yankees game because you don't want to go to the game. Not because of a game six, which might not, by the way, be played. It might not be
a game
six.
I'm almost hoping the Knicks lose game five.
I know you are.
Nah. All right, so to come fully clean. I cannot have my Knick viewing even remotely compromised that
Understood.
Night. That's a given.
And I will say, before you go further, after last night's game, it was the first time that I started to say, hey, Mitch, we might have a problem here because I can't miss the Knicks game six.
Close
under
out,
these circumstances.
Conference finals.
We might have a problem. I'm not getting the game six. Anyway.
At least I was kind enough to let Mitch know that we have a problem immediately.
Right.
I mean, you might hit him up the last day that he's stuck with tickets.
No, we'll know by tomorrow night. Right, but go ahead.
I do believe that the logistical hoops that I would have to jump through to make that night happen played in a little bit.
Because there might not be a game six.
I'll give you that. That's where it ends. I give you no more than that. I gave you enough. That's the truth. I want to watch the Knicks. Now, it also might rain.
But if there are no Knicks, then...
Then I just don't want to deal with the nonsense.
See?
I can come clean on that.
As long as you... No, because I think you're painting it as... I saw it on social media. You're painting it like, I'm a big Knicks fan.
I'm a massive Knicks fan.
Okay.
I don't have to paint that. Like, everybody knows that.
All right. Well, so am I. But it doesn't matter when you have commitments and tickets to go to a game. And by the way, you're entitled to not go for whatever reason you want.
Oh, gee, thank you.
I just want to get to the...
Thank you for bestowing me with that free hole pass.
But if there is no game six...
Yeah.
You could still come.
I'll be watching Soto from my couch.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, it's a colossal pain in the ass going
there. I get it. I just wanted to come clean.
It's a pain in the
ass. Everybody to...
Can I come clean?
For you?
Yeah, can I come clean? It sounds like somebody else is going to be backing out of this on Friday, too.
Yeah.
If there is a game six, it's going
to
be a problem.
I mean, he's building bricks to put a wall against me here.
No.
Dude, there's a couple of pebbles coming your way as well. It seems like you're getting ready to ditch Mitch.
All right. No. If there is a game six,
yeah,
I will come to your side if there is a game six and say, you know what, BT, I was wrong. I underestimated it. Now, here's why, though. Because also, I didn't think the series would go the way that it's gone.
But that's not my problem.
No, no, understood.
That does not have to factor into my mindset.
I'm admitting that I was wrong. And I'm saying that if there is a game six, now would be obviously the greatest of circumstances where no Tatum, Knicks looking to close it out, get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I got a taste of it last night, what the Knicks could do being at the Garden. So I admit I either was being ignorant to what it could be or underestimating the power of that game six and maybe just hoping it didn't happen. I was wrong. You were right in that regard. If there isn't a game six,
I will enjoy a beautiful couple of drinks underneath my. It's probably going to rain, and I will watch the game from my outside space.
But then there's no.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Just so, from my not even defense, but I will let you know this part you don't know. So it's not just the logistics of going to the Bronx, which I admit is a pain in the ass. It's a pain in the ass.
I admit it as well.
Pain in the ass.
We talked about it.
A little bit easier for you because you're coming from SNY, hop on the train. I'd have to go home.
Home is a pain in the ass.
Sit for an hour or so and then get back in the car and go from Jersey, which I've done for playoff games and World Series and opening days and other days. And by the way, I'm going to the stadium next week with, well, I told you, with the Little League, the whole thing.
Yes, yes.
All right, so I'll be there next week. But this Friday night is actually a very big thing in my town that my wife spearheaded and organized, and I'm not going to that either. It's a big movie viewing on the ball field. Like, it's a big thing now, that she's put a lot of sweat equity into it, and like the entire hundreds of people, like, it's a big deal.
Now, but what if there's no Knick game? How are you getting out of that?
Well, then I say I got to watch Soto against the Yankees. I'm not going like that. Then the Soto and the Yankees become very convenient.
That's third on the list, that the town thing.
It might be fourth. Behind sleeping. I mean, honestly, I love it. I love my town. I think my town knows I'm very involved. That's the last place I want to be is watching a movie.
Yeah, I can't say
come on,
who
are we kidding here?
BT and Sal on the fan. Dove, you have something you need to add here?
Oh, that should be interesting.
I actually want to know what happens on the field when it rains.
What? They put a tarp on.
No, but they're all fair.
You mean for the movie?
Correct.
Not my problem. I'll be dry.